I would like to welcome counsellors, staff, visitors, welcome Edith, lovely to have you here, and advise that this meeting will be audio recorded and declare the meeting open at 3:32 p.m. The Shire of Narangba would like to acknowledge the Gurung people, who are the traditional custodians of this land. The Shire of Narangba would also like to pay respect to the elders, both past and present, of the Noongar Nation, and extend that respect to other Aboriginals present. Attendance is recorded, and are there any questions? And there are no approved leave absence. Would anyone like to apply for a leave of absence for the July meeting?
Oh, it's going to be an exciting meeting.
Excellent. Response to questions taken on notice? No. Public question time. Are there any questions from the floor?
No, I think I'll leave it this time. Well, actually, no one question. Yeah. Just a bit more of a chase up maybe for Anita. Asking about the mineral tests and the water flow tests. I've since found out the Department of Ag did a test on the flow, the mineral content in 1954 when there was a drought on and the water mineral and the water out of springs was added to fresh water for cattle water for the community. Another test was done in 1968. When they were looking at whether to put in baffles to stop the minerals going through into the chlorinated, because that's when they wanted to see about putting the chlorinated water in. And the next one was done when Dennis Archer was in control of that thing. I don't know anything else, but I just wondered. I know Anita had sent me a message to say she looked and couldn't find any results. So that was just the more I was chasing up.
Thank you. Thank you.
Can I add something to that? That on the 5th of June, Tanning TAFE led the Narangba Rangers in a water testing exercise at the springs. I don't know where those results went.
Within
Robbie's filing
cabinet. With NSPR as well, as part of this.
Okay.
Thank you.
But there was something current. So Edith, there was something that was done just 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. I was just wondering if the mineral content had changed at all.
Yeah, well, this may help us to see that, yeah.
Thank you.
Yes, we do have some confidential reports, Madam President, and the recommendation is that bring them
Thank you. Are there any declarations around the room of financial interests and or interests affecting impartiality in this agenda item? No petitions, deputations, presentations? Okay, item number 9, confirmation of the previous meeting minutes. Would someone like to move the officer recommendation that the minutes of the ordinary council meeting held on the 27th of May 2026 be confirmed as a true and correct record of proceeding? Thank you, Councillor Cray, and seconded Councillor Minotaur. Let's vote. All in favour? 7-0 carried. Item number 10. Announcements by presiding members without discussion. Councillor Meehan, do you have anything to comment on or add to your list?
Just to add to my list, and I'll leave it for Councillor Minotaur to talk about, but I've attended the Palanut Mara Healthy Country launch, which was an excellent day, lots of people in the room. And also I attended the Greatest Biggest Morning Tea at the Borden Pavilion. Which was a nice community event. Excellent. Thank you.
Thank you. Emily?
Nothing to add to my list, but I would second Beck about the Palanut families talking and congratulate Robbie on his role that he played there. Very educational and great to catch up with people.
Thank you. Councillor Craig.
Yep, I just had one to add to my list, and that was, I think it was the 8th of May, I attended a Board and Pavilion Committee meeting, and that was, not a lot of interest to the Shire in that meeting.
Thank you. I don't have anything else to add. Thank you. Councillor Callaghan.
Thank you, Madam. And the Helena Mara report release was an excellent day. I was taken by the breadth of the attendees. People had come from a vast range of government departments, but a lot of significant interest, high-level interest in that release. So that was a very special day. And I'd like to make a comment on the Southern AgCare meeting that I attended in Darkin. Bit of a drive, but the intent of the Southern AgCare Board is to constantly remind the various shires that Southern AgCare works in that they exist. So that's part of that work. It took us to Darkin this time. I think next time we're going to Dumbleyung. But, you know, we move around. Irrespective of where this meeting was held, an item that came up that I was asked to alert you to and ask for some advice on is that the executive officer has written a 2 or 3 page story about what Southern AgCare is and what they do and why they're in existence. And they were looking at how they would disseminate this, because we all know it's not enough just to have a good thing, you've got to share it. And I was asked if it was the type of thing that could be attached to the Shire's website. I said, I don't know. I don't have a view on whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, and I don't understand the technicalities of it. But I'm just alerting you to the fact that, I don't know, you know, take advice, David, in this scenario as much as any other. Should I come and see you? Or
perhaps, Councillor Callaghan, we'll have a chat offline.
Okay, then that will work fine. But it's something to think about. You might be asked to confirm or reject the idea of having this operation promoted a little bit more.
Thank you. Councillor Minotaur.
Just obviously reiterating Councillor O'Meen and Councillor Callaghan, you know, with the and Councillor Emily, in the attendance of the Palinup Healthy Country Plan, I thought was a pretty good outcome. You know, looking at, we've had over 120 people attend. It was a great day. That's the only addition that I've got to mine. But it also spoke about the involvement with local governments and the future involvement with local governments and the plan. So you'll hear about it going forward.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank you. The only thing I have to add to my list is a meeting on the 16th with the Alliance in preparation for the trip to Canberra, and the planning going into the presentation day on the Monday before the Australian Local Government Convention. So, and also to wish our CEO well, as he has a key role in that presentation on couple of this is Monday. And really optimistic that this is going to launch the Alliance into that next stratosphere of national representation, and with that hopefully some really concrete things to then present to our state and federal minister for health. So yes, good luck. Godspeed.
Much is expected.
Indeed. Item 11, reports for decision. Now, you'll have to bear with me today because, as you are all aware, there is an addendum to this item. So, firstly, I'm going to invite our CEO to speak to the item.
Thank you, Madam President and councillors. The report before you, adoption of 26-27 budget, is as read, and as the Madam President said, with an addendum which provides some late changes to some of the numbers which arose through some information that came to our attention very late in the piece. But the report itself is valid. Just a couple of numbers in the addendum, which now supersedes the report. Importantly, in the report itself, this has been produced after significant and extensive consultation and workshopping with the elected members, and I'm very grateful for that strategic direction and input that has been provided. The budget, should it be adopted, will result in a 6.6% increase in rate. Importantly, though, that includes 2% specifically to put to one side for reserves for infrastructure and roads specifically, and I think that's an important strategic move that council is making. The it's obviously a balanced budget. As the Deputy CEO has said many times during the process, every dollar in is a dollar out, so we're certainly not we're not purposely in any way overrating. It's been very heavily considered. I'm very happy to take some questions, and as I said, ultimately it's the recommendations that's in the addendum that council needs to approve, which is slightly different to what's in the report, given this late information that came to our attention. But as I said, I'm happy to take any questions.
Councillors, are there any questions to the CEO? Mm-hmm.
Not up the presentation that was made earlier, no.
Thank you. So just to be clear, we're going to move a motion that we need.
Adopt the addendum to the agenda on the 17th of June.
So, councillors, you all have this document in front of you. Would someone like to move the addendum to the agenda item, council report and attachment dated the 17th of June 2026? Thank you, Councillor O'Meara. And a seconder, Councillor Kittle. Would either of you like to speak to the addendum motion?
Just to thank staff for bringing us up to speed with this very minor change, but one that is necessary to make sure we meet all compliance, and it keeps us within our intention of the budget, but brings us into that sphere where we're ticking all the boxes. Thank you.
Adding on to that, thanks so much, staff, for putting together this amazing budget, which we all feel very confident in passing. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Kittle. Is there anyone who'd like to speak against the recommendation? If not, let's vote. All in favour? 7-0. Carried. Item number 11.2, the annual review of the corporate business plan. And again, I'll hand over to the Chief Executive Officer to speak.
Thank you, Madam President. So, councillors, this is a review that's required by legislation. So, council has a council plan, was developed about 12 months ago. Legislation requires this is reviewed every year. Given it's so soon that it was developed, obviously part of the review we didn't expect to be any significant changes. Having said that, there was identified through consultation with some community members that it would be good if we adopted an additional strategic action relating to tourism, and you'll find that's been included as item 3.1.2, and it reads promote tourism with particular focus on Koikina Ruff, which is a Stirling Range, and the Townsend Board and Noongra, and the locality of Amala. So, other than that, the document was adopted 12 months ago.
Thank you. Are there any questions for the CEO? If not, is someone happy, please, to move officer recommendations 1, 2, 3, and 4 en bloc? Thank you, Councillor Callaghan, and seconded Councillor Minotaur. Councillor Callaghan, would you like to speak?
No, I don't believe that's necessary after the debate that we've had on this matter.
Thank you, Councillor Minotaur.
I just wanted to highlight the importance of a corporate business plan and the strategic direction it can take us in. That's all I'm going to cover.
Thank you. Good point. Anyone to speak against the officer recommendation? No, councillors, let's vote. All in favour? 7-0 carried. Item 11.3. Everyone ready? It will be very tricky zooming through all those pages. So please ask me to slow down if you're not ready or to pause. 11.3, review of delegations 2026. And again, I'll hand over to the CEO.
Thank you, Madam President. Again, this is a requirement that we review our delegations. Well, Council reviews its delegations every 12 months. So 12 months ago, they were reviewed and adopted as they were. The changes that we're recommending relate to to take away the delegation to Audit, Risk and Improvement Committee, because by law they already have that authority to act. So it's already acting within law, so the delegation is not required from Council. And the other one is a suggestion that we add the authority to myself to write off rates balances of $5 or less per ratepayer per property per financial year, which will simply administratively help process or smooth the process. Have you taken any questions?
Thank you. Any questions? If not, would someone like to move officer recommendations 1 and 2? Thank you, Councillor Callaghan, and seconded Councillor Craig. Councillor Callaghan, would you like to speak?
Thank you, Madam. I'd like to acknowledge that the small changes that were discussed in here previously are represented in this document. It is exactly as we believed it was going to be. It addresses the need for those changes regarding ARIC and the couple of things that we asked to have included. It is as advertised. So thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Councillor Callaghan. Councillor Craig?
Aye.
Anyone to speak again? Vote. All in favour? 7-0 carried. The list of payments made from the municipal fund and transaction card accounts for the period 1 to 31 May 2026. The responsible officer is our Deputy CEO. Did you want to speak to the report?
Not particularly. Happy to take questions.
Thank you. Any questions for our Deputy CEO? If not, would someone like to move the officer recommendation? Thank you, Councillor Kittle, and seconded Councillor Hemley. Would either of you like to speak?
No, thank you.
Anyone to speak against? Let's vote. All in favour? 7-0. Carried. 11.5. The May month 2026 monthly financial statements. Again, the Deputy Chief Executive Officer is the responsible officer and here to take any questions if you have any.
But I will just mention, thank you for the questions last month. I do welcome them. I welcome any questions, any commentary that you might make. I think it's a healthy thing for this.
Thank you. Anything from around the room? No. Would someone like to move officer recommendation? Thank you to Councillor O'Meara and seconded Councillor Kittle. Would either of you like to speak?
No.
Anyone to speak against? Let's vote. All in favour? 7-0. Carried. 12 is a report for decision and it's a confidential item. So I would like someone to move and second a procedural motion that Council closes the meeting to members of the public to consider item 12.1 and 12.2 in accordance with section 5.234G of the Local Government Act 1995 and regulation 4AA of the Local Government Administration Regulations 1996. Thank you, Councillor O'Meara, and seconded Councillor Gray. All in favour? 7-0. Carried. Thank you.